The minority leader in Parliament, Osechi Mensah-Bonsu, has rejected calls by a section of the public on the leadership of the MPP to consider him as the next Speaker of Parliament. According to him, though he is highly qualified and has the capability to handle the position, he rather prefers somebody from any of the regions along the coast of the country. In his view, whatever decision that is made on the governance of the country should be all-encompassing to keep the country united. Mr. Mensah-Bonsu made the suggestion in an interview with our correspondent Nicholas Osewusu at his residence in Kumasi.
The speaker should come from the coast, which are around central west, talking about the coastline. So we all feel we belong to this enterprise called Ghana. We belong to corporate Ghana. The Constitution after all enjoins us in pursuit of national integration to have everybody belong to the country, feel that we belong to the country. We are one people in one country with a common destiny.
For the coast, we have had one from the Greater Accra, Right Honorable Alajeti from Greater Accra. We have had Right Honorable Ebenezer Business at Hughes. Yes. Then we have Right Honorable Blue Ejaho. They have all been from the coast. So why do you still think that it's appropriate to give this position to people from these areas?
Because of the current architecture. Are you saying that because Ali Nahama came from the north, MPP should no longer pick a candidate from the north to be the running mate? Did you see that? So if, as I'm saying, a Akufo-Addo is from the middle belt, and we have a northerner as our vice president now.
Elect. Yes.
Well, we are not only in Gabi, we are budget. So I think that to ensure national integration and the sense of belongingness on the part of all of us, I would think that if you have somebody from the coast, which has southern border, central, the coastline of central region, the coastline of the region, it will add up and everybody will feel that they belong. But I'm saying that I'm realistic enough. Let's all feel that we belong to corporate Ghana, and everybody will know that whether from the north, from the south, from the middle belt, we're in the same boat.
On his desired size of the next government, Mr. Mensah-Bonsu suggested a lean government that will reduce the number of deputy ministers to make way for the creation of specialized desks at the ministries to handle certain portfolios to reduce cost. He also suggested the creation of a Ministry for National Development to speed up national socioeconomic development.
That's why we've had the regional world between 82, 84 ministers of state plus deputy ministers. I think that we can cut down on the number of deputy ministers considerably and rather create this in the various ministries for people to be manning those areas for us. You don't need to have three deputy ministers for anything. You mean a small unitary state like Ghana? I'm not too sure. The Constitution after all talks about having a minimum of 10 cabinet ministers and a maximum of 19. Which should suggest to me that it should be possible to have a maximum of 19 ministries. Because there are some that have may need to be created. That's why we don't have a ministry for national development. We have a national development planning committee, which is in charge of formulating long-term development plans for us. Those development plans should dovetail into our annual budget. And then we should have the cost implications. Some strategic thinking should go into that. But I also think that we can also effectively merge some of the ministries. Having a Ministry of Transportation, one for roads and highways, I don't think it's called for.
Minority Leader in Parliament, Osechi Mensah-Bonsu, in that interview with Ashanti Regional Correspondent, Nicholas Osewusu.